fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver! Away!
Many notorious outlaws roamed the early West, but none was more ruthless or destructive than the outlaw leader known as Savage Jackson. The nickname Savage had been pinned on Jackson when, during the early part of his dubious career, he and his gang had raided the small town of Buckley.
Well, Jim, how does it feel to be the duly elected sheriff of Buckley? The first sheriff at that.
Makes me feel right fine, Fred, especially since it means the town is growing up. Going to be mighty proud of this town someday.
Yes, sir.
Fact is, I reckon everybody's proud of Buckley right today.
Wait. Hey, it's outlaws.
They're raiding the town.
Come on, grab your gun.
Don't move, any of you. I got men coming here from the windows.
He's right. Men are at the windows with guns. We better do as he says.
Hey, the outlaws are raiding and looting the whole town. Look at the window. They set fire to some of the buildings.
Yeah. My name's Jackson. Maybe you heard of me. I do things, I do them right.
Our women and kids. We gotta do something.
We don't hurt women or kids, mister. By the time we get through this town, there won't be anything left of it.
Look at the fire.
Yeah, the rest of my gang will see to that while we keep you hombres penned up in here.
I've heard of you, Jackson. In my opinion, your name ought to be Savage, because you're worse than any redskin that ever went on the warpath.
Oh, so you think my name ought to be Savage, huh, Sheriff? All right. That's a good name for you to remember me by. Line up at the back, all of you. Hey, Jake, come in here. No. Don't call me Jim anymore. Sheriff, just give me a new name. From now on, call me Savage. Savage Jackson, that's me.
That's a good one. What's you call me for?
Yeah, empty the oil from all the lamps, sprinkle it around the floor, and set fire to it. These hombres will scuttle out the back door like a bunch of scared coyotes. Get busy.
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto rode the trail into the Southwest Territory near the town of Dry Rock.
Me hear a lot about outlaw Savage Jackson, Kimasabi.
Yes, Tonto. He's one of the most notorious outlaws in the West. He and his gang leave more destruction behind them, a band of hostile Indians.
That's right.
It's because of Jackson that we've come down this way. I'm hoping there's some way we can stop him, once and for all.
That might be easy.
I know. There must be some way. When we get a little closer to Dry Rock, we'll pitch camp. And we'll try to figure out some way to bring Jackson into the open. All right, let's hurry a bit.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Tom.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto found a suitable campsite. After eating their evening meal, they sat near the campfire, discussing possible plans for getting a line on Jackson.
People say fella Jackson, plenty smart outlaw. Him always find good hideout.
Yes, I know, Tonto. The only way to catch him and his men is to bring them out of hiding at a given time and place so that the law can be ready for them.
But how you do that?
That's what I've got to think out, Tonto. Frankly, right now, I don't know where to begin.
It better maybe we get sleep now, then in morning try to think a plan.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We're both tired. Let's turn in and forget about Savage Jackson until after we've had a good night's sleep.
Meantime, at Jackson's hideout camp in the foothills a few miles from Dry Rock, Savage Jackson looked up from a card game he was playing with two of his men when another man entered the cabin.
Give me one more, Red.
Sure. There it is. How about you, Savage? How many you want?
Wait a minute. Hi there, Jerry. What brings you here from Pecos?
Howdy, Savage. Hi, Jake.
Red, Jerry. Sit down, Jerry. Answer my question.
I left Pecos and come here, Savage, because I was following two armories who are out to get you in the gang.
Yeah? Well, you ought to know that a lot of hombres are out to get us, but none of them have, or ever will, for that matter.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the best lawmen in the territory have tried to run us down.
Sure, but they never got any place.
Maybe. But you see, the ones I'm talking about aren't exactly lawmen.
What do you mean they aren't exactly lawmen?
What I mean is they work on the side of the law, but they're not sheriffs or anything like that.
Sounds loco to me.
Yeah, me too.
Look, you say you followed those two hombres all the way from Pecos?
Yep, I sure did.
Where are they now?
That's what I come to tell you. They're camping in the hills between here and Dry Rock.
What makes you think they're hunting for us?
Look, Savage, you didn't leave me in Pecos to spy for nothing. I have ways of finding out things. And one of them is that the masked man and Indian are out to get you.
Masked man and Indian?
Yeah. Didn't you ever hear of the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger? You mean that's who it is?
That's right, that's who it is.
Hey, I heard of him.
Yeah, so did I. I heard he's one hombre and never gives up either.
You say you know where they're camping out, huh?
Yeah, just about. You ought to do something about them before they really go into action, Savage.
That's good advice, Jerry. And advice I'm going to follow. Jake.
Yeah?
Round up the men.
Yeah, sure.
What are we going to do, Savage?
We'll let Jerry lead us to the place where he thinks those two hombres are camping out. The gang can ease up on them and surprise them before they know what it's all about. Let's get our horses right now.
After getting the gang together, Savage and Jerry led the way to the place where the Lone Ranger and Tonto had turned off the main trail to their camping site.
Just ahead by those boulders is where the masked man and the Indian turned off. I figure they went back into the hollow near the creek to make camp.
Yeah, that'd be the logical thing to do. Well, we'll stop here. Right up, men. All right, now listen close, all of you. We'll ride in part of the way easy-like. Then we'll dismount and go the rest of the way on foot. We'll form a circle around their camp and then move in quiet-like so as not to wake them up till I'm ready to wake them, Savvy.
Good idea, boss.
All right. Now remember to be quiet. And above all, don't let either one of them get away. Gun them down if you have to. Now let's get moving. Get up here.
Come on. Here.
Meantime, Tonto and the Lone Ranger had fallen into a sound sleep, but the Lone Ranger's great horse, Silver, was on the alert as his master slept. The first warning that Silver had was when his sensitive nostrils caught the strong, peculiar scent associated with humans. Silver raised his head and sniffed the air. Then his sharp ears bent forward and caught sounds which the human ear could not have caught. The intelligent stallion knew that the strange scents and the unusual, subdued sounds meant danger. Silver walked slowly to where his master slept. Then, pawing the ground, the big horse whinnied.
Silver, what do you hear, big fella?
Silver give one.
Yes. I don't hear anything. You, Tonto?
No.
Yet something's disturbed Silver. Have your gun handy, Tonto. Better call Scout over here in case we have to make a fast getaway.
Me do it.
Yes, Scout. Scout hears something, too. Look all around like Silver does.
The moon's very bright. So it's easy to see if anyone rides to the camp.
Wait, Kimasabi.
What?
Me see shadow go from one tree to another.
Where?
You look. There, toward trail. If him move again, you see him.
We'll make him come out, Tonto.
Come out from behind that tree, or we'll come after you.
Take it easy, mister. Most of your cubs in reach. We got you surrounded.
The voice came behind us, Tonto. There must be more than one.
You heard what I said. I got 8 men with me, and you can't get away. Now, holster your guns and reach.
Me see other shadows. There are many men, Kimasabi.
Then we better do as he says.
All right, mister. We're holstering our guns.
Me have hands up.
All right, men. Show yourselves and close in with your guns ready.
He does have a gang with him.
Well, well. There he is, boys. The Lone Ranger himself.
Who are you?
You ought to know that, mister. I'm the one you come hunting. Only we found you first. I am Savage Jackson.
So you're Savage Jackson, huh?
Yep, I sure am. Mighty glad to meet up with you, Masked Man. Always had a hankering to see what you really look like behind that mask. And I have a strong reason for wanting to put a bullet in your hide. Right now, I'm going to take off your mask. The bullet? Well, that'll come later, Mr. Lone Ranger. After me and my men have given you a little going over.
All right, boys. Keep them both covered while I step close and take off that Lone Ranger's mask.
As Savage Jackson spoke, Tonto, in a low tone, quickly said something to the Lone Ranger in Indian language.
Maho, Tane.
Like I said, now I'll step close and take off his mask.
As Tonto spoke in the Indian language, the Lone Ranger quickly translated the words mentally into English.
Me grab outlaw. Fall to ground. You mount horse. Leave. Find me later.
The Lone Ranger hated to let Tonto take the risk, but he realized that in another few seconds he would be unmasked. Before he could decide against Tonto's plan, Savage Jackson stepped forward.
All right, this is it, boys. Watch.
No, you're not too late.
As Tonto grabbed Savage and fell to the ground, the Lone Ranger leaped for the saddle and shouted.
Up, Silver!
Look out! Hey, watch out for those balls! Shoot him down!
No, you won't.
God, hit
you! One, Silver!
He's getting away.
He knocked over Red.
That stallion's a demon.
The Indians to blame.
Hey, let go, you ornery redskins.
Me let go now.
I ought to plug you right now.
Let me put a bullet in him, boss.
Oh, no, wait.
Oh, no. I got scraped by a bullet. I'd be the one to settle with that Indian.
I said wait.
Well, what's the idea, Savage?
Just this. We'll hold that Indian hostage for a while. As long as the Lone Ranger knows his Indian friend is alive, he'll try to get him away from us. That'll give us another chance at him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. When the outlaw Jerry wanted to shoot Tonto immediately, Savage Jackson decided to hold the Indian alive, saying that by doing so, the Lone Ranger would try to get to his Indian friend to free him. Then they could trap the Lone Ranger, too. But Jerry still put up an argument.
Yeah, but that masked man is working with the law. He'll trail us and come to our camp with a posse.
He won't. Just leave it to me.
How are you going to stop him from doing it?
First off, I have a new hideout in mind. We'll cover our trail going to it by riding most of the way in a creek. And I'll get word back here to the masked man that if he wants to see his Indian friend alive, for him to come to the Red Boulder on the river trail. To come alone.
How are you going to get word back here to him? Anyhow, he might think we already did away with the Indian.
Right. I've heard a lot about this Indian and the Lone Ranger. Also heard about their horses.
What about the horses?
Well, a train, that's what. We'll make the Indian write the note, then we'll fasten it to the Indian's paint horse and turn him loose. The horse will come back here.
That right.
That's not so smart, Savage. The masked man can backtrack on the paint's trail and find the new hideout.
I thought of that, too. We'll turn the paint loose when we get to the Red Boulder. Then we'll take to the creek again until we reach the hideout. Any backtracking he does will only bring him to the Red Boulder, where we want him to come.
That's all right, Savage. When he gets to the Red Boulder, a couple of us can ambush him and finish him off. Then we'll take care of the Indian.
That's the general idea. Well, let's get back to our horses. When do you leave the paint? Come on.
After escaping from Savage Jackson and his gang, the Lone Ranger rode some distance until he found a secluded spot. Then he stopped.
Oh, you just did it, big fella. Before I do anything else, I'll use my makeup packet, put on a disguise under my mask, in case I run into trouble again. You miss Scout, don't you, fella? We'll find Tonto and Scout again, don't worry. When we do, we'll see to it that Savage Jackson and his gang are caught once and for all.
After fixing a disguise, the Lone Ranger again put on his mask. Then mounting Silver, he rode to the sheriff's office in town.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy steady now. Hi, Sheriff.
Stay right where you are, mister. I got you covered.
Forget the mask, Sheriff. I'm not an outlaw.
Only outlaws wear them as I know of.
Sure about that?
Well, outside of one hombre I've heard of.
Would that hombre carry bullets like this one?
Hey, that looks like a silver bullet.
It is.
What's the name of your horse?
Silver.
By thunder, then you must be the...
Yes, I am.
Sorry to draw on you like that, but...
I understand. Sheriff, my friend Tonto is in the hands of Savage Jackson and his gang.
What?
I want you to get a posse right away.
Savage Jackson? Do you think he can find the hideout?
Yes. We'll go back to the place where they jumped us. Then we'll go on from there.
I'll get that posse together right away, mister.
Good. I have a disguise under this mask. I'll take it off. The men won't be too curious. Let's hurry, Sheriff. There's no time to lose.
Right.
Reaching the Red Boulder, Savage called a halt.
Oh, all right. All right, Indian, get down from your horse. Here's a pencil and a scrap of paper I had in my saddlebag. I'll print a note. If you can write your name, sign it, sir.
Me savvy. And me have long name. Me write it.
Good. This flat rock will do to use as a table. I'll write the note.
For several minutes, Savage Jackson printed on the piece of paper. Then, satisfied with the result, he handed the pencil to Tonto.
Right here. What's your name at the bottom? Go ahead.
Write Indian name.
Hey, does it take all that? Hurry up.
Here.
Yeah. It's quite a long name you got there.
All those redskins have names that'll choke a horse when they're written down in Indian language, boss.
Yeah, guess it's all right. Now fasten it to your horse's saddle. Yeah, that's got it. Now tell that paint of yours to get away from here.
Go, Scout. Pine Lone Ranger. Go, Scout.
Well, there it goes. Now, Indian, you ride with me. We'll take to the creek and go to the new hideout.
Sometime later, the Lone Ranger, without his mask but wearing a disguise, arrived at the campsite with the sheriff and the posse.
This is where we were camping, Sheriff. He's a big fella.
Well, now if we can find their trail. We can follow them to their hideout. Huh? Wait, listen. Ryder coming. Yeah, there he is.
That's Scout, my friend's horse. Whoa, Scout, whoa, fella, whoa. Easy. There's a note on the saddle.
Note? What's it say?
Now, wait a minute. If you want to see your friend alive, come to the Red Boulder, 2 miles up the main trail. He's still alive and is signing this note. Jackson. Something else on here, Sheriff.
What is it? Having you go to Red Boulder is a trick, I know.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Look here. This is what Tonto wrote for his name.
Well, that's the longest way to write Tonto I ever saw.
I guess he fooled him into thinking it was his Indian name. What Tonto actually did was to write several Indian words as one. I think I've separated the words enough to get what they mean.
Well, what do they mean?
He actually says, new hideout, old farmhouse up creek, 5 miles.
Yes, I know where that is.
All right, then, let's go. And you'd better send a deputy and a few men to Red Boulder.
Right.
I think you'll find a couple of outlaws waiting there to ambush me. Have your men circle around and approach from the other side.
All right. Ned, yeah. Take 3 men with you and get anyone you find at Red Boulder. But be careful.
Easy, big fella. Now let's get to that farmhouse.
I'm ready.
Come on, through there.
Hey, wait for us. Get up. Come on.
Get on now. Hey, that hombre's losing us fast.
Yeah, I know. He can't wait to get there to help that Indian friend of his. But by not staying with us, he's liable to be heading right into lots of trouble before we get there. Come on, get up.
Later, inside the farmhouse, Savage Jackson sat with Jake and Jerry in the main room. Tonto was tied up on a cot to one side.
How you feel now, Jake?
All right, Savage. That bullet just scraped my arm.
Seems to me it's about time that masked man reached the boulder and got what was coming to him.
Yeah, it's been time enough for that and for Red and Joe to get back here with his horse, guns, and mask to prove they got him.
Well, they'll never get horse, guns, mask, a Lone Ranger.
Ah, shut up, you. Yep, all you want, but you've seen the last of that masked man. And soon you'll wind up like he did with a bullet in your hide. Oh, somebody's coming. Red, did you get him?
No, they got you. I got away. Some of the sheriff's men.
So that masked man didn't pay any attention to the note, huh? Shows what he cares about his Indian friend. Jerry, get the others in here from the other room. We'll plug this Indian, and we'll light out from here pronto.
Right, I'll get him.
Hey, why are we lighting out, Savage?
Well, you fool, those men who got Joel Trail Red here.
Hey, I never thought of that.
Yeah, good thing I do the thinking for all of you.
Get in. Here they are, Savage.
Good. Jerry and Red, stay here with me. Rest of you, go out and get the horses ready.
Yeah. All right, Savage. Come on, fellas.
Now, Jerry, Red and I'll watch while you put a bullet in that redskin. Then we'll go out and get our horses and leave with the rest.
Yeah, it'll be a plenty. Now, Indian, this is your finish.
Ow! I'm hit!
That shot come through the window.
Take cover, Red. Quick, then we'll...
Hey, Savage, we got the hombre who fired the shot.
Bring him in here.
Oh, my arm. Let me put a bullet in that dirty coyote who shot through the window.
He'll get what's coming to him, don't worry.
Hey, look. It's a masked man. We went out to get the horses. We saw him skulking at the window and sneaked up on him.
Keep your hands high, mister. Don't make any fast moves. Take his guns, Red.
All right. Hey, I got him.
Put him on the table over there.
Sure.
All right, Jackson. What now?
You're a fool coming here alone with so many of us waiting for you.
Yeah. Maybe. You wouldn't be so sure of yourself, Jackson, if you didn't have so many with you. Without your men and your guns, you could hardly be called a man.
Why, you bastard.
Yes, that's what I mean. You wouldn't dare do that if you were unarmed. Had no men to back you.
Don't let him talk like that, Savage.
Give him a working over, Savage.
Yeah, show him you can beat him up.
He wouldn't take the chance.
Oh, wouldn't I? Hold my gun ready.
Sure.
Now, Mr. Lone Ranger, I'm going to beat you to a pulp. Then we'll leave you and that Indian with bullets in your no-good hide.
I'm ready.
And here's the first blow for you.
Hard hitter, huh? Here's one for you.
As his men stood watching, Savage flung himself on the Lone Ranger like a raging animal. The masked man realized that Savage was well-named, and if the outcome of the fight depended upon sheer brute strength, Savage had a good chance of being the victor. But along with his own great strength, the Lone Ranger's knowledge of self-defense was to his advantage, and his self-control in the face of Savage's uncontrolled fury was evident to all who watched.
Hey, I'll kill you. I'll beat your brains out.
Can't fight fair, huh? Had to grab a chair. It missed, but this won't. Now,
take it!
All right, get up.
No, no. Red, gun him down. Gun him down, I say.
Ah, get him.
No, you won't.
Oh, I'm hit. Sure.
Yes, my men are at all the windows and at the back door. You can't get away, any of you.
Hey, right. Look at the windows. Men with guns.
Yes, and I'll get my gun. I'll drop your gun, all of you.
Fight! Fight your way out. Don't let him take you.
Don't listen to Savage. You better give up like the Lone Ranger says. Here's my gun. Well, looks like we got all of them, eh?
There's Savage Jackson on the floor. You can get up now, Jackson, if you're able. I won't hit you again.
Me glad to get here, Kimasabi. Me hope you read message of note.
Message? We're not smart enough, Jackson. That so-called Indian name told me where to find this place. You all right, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'll cut those cords.
This one.
One more. There. I brought Scout with me, Tonto.
That's good. We go now? Carrot have plenty men to take Savage Jackson, the gang, to town?
Yes, they can take over now. Come on. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios, mister.
Hey, Sheriff. He didn't have a mask on when he was riding with us. Now he has one on.
Yeah. What's the meaning of that, Sheriff?
Well, while he was standing outside the window, he put the mask back on. He usually always wears it. But you didn't see his real face. No, sir. That was a disguise.
You mean nobody's ever seen his real face for sure?
Yep, that's right. Unless it might be the Indian has. I understand Savage Jackson tried to take that mask off when he could have seen that hombre's real face underneath. But you see, Savage should have known that even the biggest crook in the West can't get the best of the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.